Hey guys, and welcome to the Gaming Gay Podcast. Here we will be talking about everything happening in the world of gaming. And I'm your host, Heartrate, aka Sean. This is my first podcast I'm doing, and it's going to be mostly only on gaming. So in this podcast, I will be talking about the most interesting and the most trending topics happening in gaming right now. It could be esports or happening on YouTube or Twitch. Now, starting off with this podcast, I want to say, if you guys really enjoy this podcast, please hit that applause and also tell if you want to do like commentaries on different games depending on their ratings, and also I'll tell you my experience on the game, like depending on the trailers and stuff. Yeah, so let's get on to the podcast. Now, starting with this off, we're going to be saying about Ninja, aka Tyler Blevins. Now, he is a full-time Twitch streamer streaming Fortnite mostly as the game, which came out on July, and it was said that Ninja did not want to cuss on his streams anymore and keep it family friendly and PG-13. And this all started when Fortnite was released. But what happened in a few weeks back is Ninja was caught cursing in one of his streams and toward players and his viewers, and was told to leave his stream if they did not like it. Now, this decision by Ninja could be greatly affected to his viewer count, because most of his viewers are below the age of 18, so they could stop watching his videos because he's going to start cursing, so there's going to be a lot more viewer base for his streams. Now, the second one is esports tournaments and all these cash prize winning tournaments are going worldwide, and even the cash prize is rising up the chart, and even the recently fall skirmish in TwitchCon was for $400,000 for the first place. So all these are reaching up the limit for money and the cash prize and fame also, and there are even parents asking tutors to teach them to get better at the games for their kids, and there are even scholarship for school after winning tournament. Now, what happened was in an even called Extremeland, it was Optic India versus NGO Revolution in an elimination game in CSGO, and a player from Optic India called Optic Forsaken aka Nickel was caught cheating using aimbot. Now, when the game was going on, the admins found out a suspicion going on Forsaken's PC. Now, in the event, they have an anti-cheat system called the B5 platform anti-cheat, which triggered a suspicion activity in Forsaken's PC, and the admins was asked to check Forsaken's PC if there's any program running like hacks or anything helping, giving him an advantage in the game. But after hearing this announcement, Forsaken immediately deleted and closed the program, and which was running in the background. Now, the admin team recovered the file but could not get it back up and running. Now, by the gameplay shown by Forsaken, and the anti-cheat was triggered by Forsaken, so it was told that he was cheating and was immediately disqualified. So Optic India was disqualified in the tournament and giving NGO Revolution the victory, and so according to CSGO to Asia, was told that they will be going back to home in their next flight. So it's pretty bad luck to see Optic India player Optic Forsaken cheating in between the tournament. Now, for all of you Destiny fans out there and who are on the PC mostly, there's Destiny 2, which is free for a limited time on the PC, and it was released on the November 2nd and is going to the November 18th. So you guys have just 4 more days until this limited time goes out. So finish the game till, if you like it, buy the game once the free trial's over. And you have also an extended version, which they don't give before this limited access. So as it's written, that it is a pre-show of the BlizzCon festival, and anyone between November 2nd and November 18th will be able to play forever. Okay, so you just need to claim it. Now you will be able to download the base version of this game, giving the original 8-hour campaign and level of 20, and also players will be able to access the Leviathan raid and the Crucible multiplayer mode. Now, few players like Optic Forsaken will have to give additional $40 for using hacks or any advantage in the game, which few players will not get access to the game unless they give additional $40. Example as Optic Forsaken, as he was cheating in one of the tournaments. Now, everyone has heard of Overwatch. Overwatch is like a team versus team game mode where there are two different teams with different characters, and and all of you guys would have heard it. So in this new patch, the game needs a full reinstall, because in with the previous anti-cheat software they had, there were a few difficulties and there were a few cheats which were able to bypass this anti-cheat and were able to hack to the servers, which was giving a terrible advantage. And but they were banned after the report was given, which normally not needed. So what the developers of Overwatch has done is that you gotta completely reinstall Overwatch, extra few gigs, so you better keep that extra gigs ready and delete few stuff which you don't need, because it's gonna take at least 5 more gigs, because it's gonna be a new antivirus which is gonna be taking over Overwatch and their protection system. So they need to keep as secure as possible and make the game clean and equal for all the players. And also with this patch, there's a new character coming, Ashe, which is coming, and she is bringing in with the cavalry. Now, all of you guys have heard of PUBG, PlayerUnknown Battleground. Now, this game is a PC game which was come out on the March of 2017. And but within 2 months, it has become the most viewed, downloaded, and watched game in the internet, including Twitch, YouTube, and even in Steam downloads. So this game was paid for at least like $20, but by the end of August and July, there was a new game come out which was called Fortnite, which was released in all platforms for free, and this beat PUBG in their downloads and view count in Twitch and YouTube. So what PlayerUnknown Battleground has done, they have already have the PC in March 2017, and in January of 2018, they released PUBG Mobile, which also was a really big hit in Asia, where there are lots of people going for tournaments, and currently there's a tournament of PUBG Mobile, an official tournament in Dubai, and now they're going to be releasing PUBG PlayerUnknown Battleground is going to be coming in PS4, and Sony announced it, so, and the reveal date was already out. It will be coming on the December 7th. It will be all three maps, Erangu, Miramar, and Sandhawk, with a lot of updates, events mode, and a lot of achievements also, with new guns and stuff. So you guys can pre-order the DVD or the Blu-ray, whatever it's called, because I don't have a PS4. You can pre-order on PlayStation right now and buy it. So when it comes, you get early access to the game once it comes out, and check if any bugs are there. And they did this because they also released it. And the PUBG Developer Corporation took a big stand on doing it on the PS4, because lots of people in the Asian side were playing mostly on the PS4, and it was desired, and there were rumors that PUBG was coming to PS4. And after that, they really wanted to bring it out, because they brought the PUBG in an Xbox One version, which was still in beta testing, even in 48 hours, selling more than 1 million units. And it's pretty crazy for the PUBG Corporation to see that much, even in the beta stage. So they want to even release the PS4 version. So, and they are also going to be having some Xbox game passes and stuff. And the bundles are ranging between $30 and $40 Australian, which are the pre-orders for the PS4 version. So guys, if you really enjoyed this podcast, I would really love to know more of what you thought about this podcast. And if you want to, please hit that applause button like multiple times. And this is also going to be distributed in different platforms also, so please be stay tuned. And also, if you want, you can just search it on Google once it is also available on Google. So yeah, so hope you guys enjoy. I'll meet you guys in the next podcast, and peace out.